Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 15th, 2006. I'm your host, Anastasia Glova. Are voters finally rejecting pork spending? With the defeat of Representative Henry Bonilla, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, in a runoff election on Tuesday, the possibility is not out of the question. Director of Government Affairs Brandon Arnold explains. Yet another member of the House Appropriations Committee, Representative Henry Bonilla, lost his seat this week.
Yes, that's right. Henry Bonilla lost. That means that five incumbent appropriators who are seeking re-election lost in the November elections. And only 22 Republican incumbents lost overall. So that's a pretty hefty percentage of the people who lost.
Why are voters rejecting Appropriations Committee members despite all the pork money that they channel towards their constituents' districts?
Well, it's tough to say, and especially with such a small sample size, it's tough to pinpoint an exact reason. But it certainly raises some red flags to see so many appropriators go down. Because I think, as you allude to, the Appropriations Committee is well known for sending just absolutely tons of pork barrel spending to the districts of not only Appropriations Committee members, but especially to Appropriations Committee members who are facing some tough re-election races. So, you know, there's a couple things to pull out of that. Perhaps voters are getting sick of this appropriations process, perhaps because the appropriations issues and ethical problems are often go hand in hand with one another. There may be some spillover from some of the other ethical lapses that we've seen in Congress.
Do you think voters are affected by the Duke Cunningham scandal?
Well, perhaps. The Duke Cunningham scandal really blew the lid off the appropriations process as being a favor factory. A lot of people knew about that already, especially inside the Beltway, but that was just such a glaring example of the abuse of power of a member of Congress, specifically a member of the Appropriations Committee, using taxpayer dollars to benefit himself. And since then, we've seen a lot of investigations launched into the appropriations process. The chairman of the committee, Jerry Lewis, has been looked at with a lot more scrutiny lately. There's been some questionable appropriations deals that are currently being looked into by investigators, as well as John Doolittle. Charles Taylor, one of the five appropriators who lost, a very powerful appropriator, chairman of one of the subcommittees, he's had a history of some very questionable deals, and I think they played a large factor into his defeat in North Carolina.
This is unlikely. That pork is definitely over now for Congress.
Well, I don't think so. So far, the Republicans have already shied away from the appropriations process a little bit. They opted to pass a continuing resolution, kind of a blanket bill, to keep the government running rather than getting into the individual appropriations bills, which often are vehicles for a lot of pork. And the Democrats have done similarly. They've said, we're not going to touch the fiscal year 2007 appropriations bills. Instead, we're going to do a continuing resolution as well without earmarks. So right now, it looks like people are a little bit afraid to do appropriations, a little bit afraid to have a lot of earmarks and pork in bills. But I think in a matter of time, we'll be back to business as usual on Capitol Hill.
If you enjoyed this program, consider subscribing to Cato Audio, a dynamic 60-minute monthly recording that brings you inside the Cato Institute for highlights from exceptional, one-of-a-kind lectures and events on key issues of the day presented by nationally known scholars, authors, and political leaders. Cato Audio is available on our website as well as on iTunes and Audible.com.